Welcome him. We just welcome him. We just welcome the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon us, and new
Announce.
anointing. Anointing
Hallelujah.
of yesterday is gone. New anointing we need
Hallelujah.
so that we can break every yoke and bring the deliverance. We recognize that we are up against a real devil, but we know that we
Wow.
have a real God who is
Mighty
able
God.
to keep that which we have committed unto him. Let the anointing roll down tonight,
Rose.
mighty God.
In
Let
the
the
name of
breakthrough upon
Jesus.
this line in the name of
In the name
Jesus.
of Jesus.
Yes, mighty God, we need your help. We need
Hallelujah.
to consume us, Holy Spirit of
Hallelujah.
God. We need you,
Hallelujah.
mighty God. We need you more
Hallelujah.
than ever. We
In the
need you
name
more
of
than the very
Jesus.
breath of life that is in
Hallelujah.
our nostril even now. We have been sailing through some stormy weather, mighty God, and we want you, Lord, to come and make your abode with us this evening as we give you thanks and as we give you praise in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of
Bless the name
Hallelujah.
of
We
Jesus.
praise, we praise, we praise the
Hallelujah,
Lord
Jesus.
for
Hallelujah.
his goodness towards us. We praise him. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All you lands,
Hallelujah.
Lord, with
Bless
gladness,
the
come
name
before
of
his
Jesus.
presence with thanksgiving and into
Bless
his
the
courts
name
with
of
praise.
Jesus.
Know ye that the Lord is good. His
It is
mercy
meant.
endureth to all generation. We will sing of a praise from the depths of
Hallelujah.
the sea because we know that our God is real.
Hey,
Hallelujah. You may ask, Brother Scott, how do
hallelujah,
you know it's real? I feel him moving up and down in this
hallelujah,
place. I feel him moving in the
hallelujah,
atmosphere. I
Jesus,
feel
bless the
some
name of
breakthrough coming
Jesus,
tonight. I feel some
hallelujah,
release upon
bless
this
the
line
name of
tonight.
Jesus,
I feel something tonight
hallelujah,
up in this
glory to
place.
God,
And I know that my
glory
helper
to
is
God,
here. I know that my God is here. I know that he's here to do well. I know that he's here to lift every burden and set every captive free in the name
Pray.
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We come with great faith this
Hallelujah.
evening. We
Bless
come
the name
knowing
of
that
Jesus.
our God is alive and well. We come with great
Hallelujah.
anticipation because we know that something good is about to happen.
To
Yes,
happen.
to this place. Not that we leave empty-handed, but that we leave with the equipment that we come to get in order to survive in this vile and wicked world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so we know that we know that we have a God who is able to keep us from falling and to present
Falling,
faultless before his
faultless.
throne with exceeding joy this evening. I don't know about you, but I didn't come
Hallelujah.
on here to waste any time this evening.
Hallelujah.
I didn't come on here to keep my mouth
Hallelujah.
shut. I didn't
Bless
come
the
on
name
here to
of
be
Jesus.
silent. No devil will silence me
Glory to
tonight.
God.
No devil will
Our
silence
God
my
is
mouth
alive and
tonight.
well.
Because when the
Hallelujah.
trump of God shall
Praise
sound and the
Jesus.
dead in Christ shall rise, no
Hallelujah.
grave shall roll our bodies down this evening.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
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 Our
I
God
don't know if
is
you come
here.
with any
Our
problems.
God is
I don't know if you
alive.
come with any end ups this evening.
Hallelujah.
I don't
Thank
know if you come with any
Hallelujah.
situation that you know you cannot
Hallelujah.
solve, but I know I come with a problem. I come with a situation this evening, and
Pray
I must be released. I must
the name
decrease,
of
so
Jesus.
he will increase.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh
Hallelujah,
anointing
Jesus,
on the
Jesus.
platform.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blood of
Hallelujah,
Jesus
hallelujah. Begin to
flows
praise
upon
him,
the
people of God.
platform.
Begin to
Hallelujah.
exalt him this evening.
Hallelujah.
This is the day the
Bless
Lord
the
has
name
made.
of
We
Jesus.
will rejoice and be
Glory
glad
to
in it.
God.
We are hopeful. Yes, Lord, we are hopeful because we know, mighty God, that when you come into the room, the tempter's power is broken.
It's
The
broken.
gloomy situation becomes brighter. We know, mighty God, that when you come and we hang on to you, Lord, something have to give.
In the name of
Brother David
Jesus.
said he won't offer anything unto the Lord, anything that doesn't cost him. Tonight, we're going to give off our best. We're going to give ourselves unto him. It's going to cost us something tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This time, hallelujah. I want to
Hallelujah.
invite you all in the presence of Almighty God. And we know
Hallelujah.
that you're not here by chance.
Hallelujah.
Is not a mishap that you're here as a Holy Ghost setup.
Hallelujah.
And we want to invite Sister Terry if she's ready to
Hallelujah.
lead us into a a time of devotion. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, saints of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord.
Shall we
Hallelujah.
bless the Lord?
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Exalt
Hallelujah.
the name of
Glory
Jesus.
to
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
We are
Jesus.
here to worship.
Hallelujah.
We are here to magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I
concur with Deacon Scott. We are not here to waste time. We are here to
Oh,
meet with our
Jesus.
Savior. Hallelujah. Yes.
To release our praise so that when
Amen.
we invite His presence to come in our midst, Lord God Almighty, whatever we Oh,
need
God.
to supply
Hallelujah.
in the name of Jesus. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. And it gives me pleasure to invite the presence of the Lord tonight and to share in His word. Amen.
As we gather here for devotion, just let us lift up our hearts. Let us prepare our hearts. Let us consecrate our minds, our spirits to
Spirit.
receive the Lord. Let us come on one accord. Let us get rid of the distractions in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So
Oh
we
God,
can
hallelujah.
see from Him
Hallelujah.
and we welcome His holy presence. Glory tonight to God. I'm going to
Hallelujah.
invite Sister Camille to play a song for me. But before she plays the song, I'm going to just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me, to guide me, and to use me tonight in the name of Jesus. And
Glory
after
to
I
God.
pray, I'm going to just invite you to place in the chat because we're going to talk tonight about God. Tonight's title is God Will Make a Way When There Seems to Be No Way.
No
And I'm going
way.
to invite you to place in the chat. If He has already made a way for you, you're going to type, God has made a way. If you're waiting on Him to make a way, I want you to post prophetically, He will make a way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, I just want to thank you for your presence. I want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for tonight's proceedings. I invite your presence, Lord, to come and consume us, Lord God Almighty. Even though we are few in numbers, Lord, whoever is late, Lord, let them be on time so they can receive of the blessing, mighty God. We ask you, God Almighty, to prepare our hearts. Speak through me, mighty God. Cleanse me. Hallelujah. Consecrate me, O God. All of us in the name of Jesus, as we come together as one in
Hallelujah.
holiness, Lord. We present our praises unto you so it will come up to you like sweet perfume. In
My
the name
God.
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Before Sister Camille plays a song for us, I invite you to go ahead. For those who are just joining, if God has made a way for you and there seemed to be no way, I invite you to put that in the chat. He has made a way. And if you are waiting on Him to make a way, I want you to declare with faith that He has already made a way. He will make a way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are believing it by faith tonight. We are declaring it. We are speaking
Hallelujah.
as though they are tonight in the name
Yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm only seeing Sister Camille, Brother Scott, and Sister Shanique. Has God made a way for you? We
Yes,
need to
Sister
encourage
Terry.
somebody. Hallelujah. Or open your mic and say it. Declare
Yes,
it.
he
He
has
has
made a way
made a
for my being.
way. Hallelujah. I
Hallelujah.
am believing the Lord tonight. He has already made a way when there seemed to be no way in so many different ways before. And I'm still waiting on Him to make a way for me tonight. Sister Camille, can you go ahead and play this song for us? And as she plays us, listen to the words of this song.
God will
Let us
make a way for
meditate
you.
on the words of this song and trust God that He is who we say He is tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh God, make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. He
Hallelujah.
will make a way. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
to God. Hallelujah. With love
Hallelujah.
And strength for each new day. Because when he's making a way, people of God, sometimes we have to wait.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to wait on him. So he gives us the strength that we need and the courage that we need to hold on, to
Yes.
trust him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And tonight, our Bible scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 19. And it reads thus, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And tonight, brothers and sisters, when I look at the word behold, he said, pay attention. God is saying to you tonight, pay close attention. Look and see. Stop what you're doing. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop crying. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pay attention and look. Look. Hallelujah. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. And the way I understand it, when something springs forth, it's like when the seed is planted in the soil and then it just sprouts. You don't know how it comes up, you know. There's just a suddenly. Something is happening underneath. While you're waiting, something is happening in the realm of the spirit until something begins to sprout as suddenly. The blessing just emerges. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when we think about when he says, it springs forth, do you not perceive it? I will make a way. Hallelujah. And when you perceive something, it means that you understand. Do we understand
Understand.
the words of God tonight when he said, I will make
Understand.
a way?
Yeah.
I don't care what the situation is. It could be sickness, it could be finance, whatever it is. I am waiting on the Lord tonight. But do you understand what the Lord is saying to you tonight? He said, perceive it. Hallelujah. Become aware of it, that I am God. I can make a way for you.
Hallelujah.
And a wilderness, hallelujah. He said that he will make a way in the wilderness.
In
And
the
I
wilderness.
just, Sister Camille, just to show a picture on her screen for us, what a wilderness is. It is an uncultivated, uninhabited, and natural region. It is undisturbed by modern human development. It is barren. It's a state of barrenness. Hallelujah. A dangerous wasteland. And in the spirit is a place of testing. So just pay attention to the wilderness. Glory to God. There's no pathway. It just looks still. But God is saying tonight, even when you're at this place, in this state, wherever you are, I can still make a way for you. Hallelujah. He said, rivers in the desert. And the desert resembles the wilderness. Look at the desert, a hot place. Hallelujah. A very, very hot place. There's no plantation. Maybe you find some cactus, but some cactuses, but that's it. There's hardly any water there. But he said he will make streams in the desert. Hallelujah.
My
To God, and I want Sister Camille to just show us what a stream in the desert would look like. That's a stream in the desert. There's a pathway. There is cool water. Glory to God. And tonight, I just want to encourage us wherever you are. It could be a
God.
situation where it looks dead. It looks dead. It's in the wilderness. There's
Oh,
no
God.
pathway. There's no water. There's no
My
hope.
God.
God is saying tonight, I will make a
Make
way.
away.
I will make a way. And when I
Glory
read
to
the
God.
Bible, the word of God never
Hallelujah.
fails. Glory to God. And he's not slack concerning his promises. And we have the testimonies of our foreparents to show it. He made a way for the widow who was in debt and about to lose her sons. The jars were filled, and there was enough to pay her debts. He made a way for the Israelites when he parted the Red Sea. The Red Sea was before them and the army.
Behind.
Hallelujah. Pharaoh's army was behind them, but he parted the Red Sea. He made a way when he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He made a way when he caused David to feed Goliath, the big
Oh,
giant. He
Jesus.
made a way when he healed the blind, the lame, and the leper. When the
My
doctors had
God.
no cure, he made a way.
My
He
God,
made a way
hallelujah.
when Joseph's family forsook him. Hallelujah. He made a way when Lazarus died and he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
He made a way
hallelujah.
for Anna after years of waiting, turning to
Jesus,
answered prayer. Glory to God. It doesn't matter
hallelujah.
the situation tonight, there is testimony in his word.
He made
Hallelujah.
the
And
way,
tonight we
hallelujah,
are saying prophetically
hallelujah.
over our lives, we are speaking it. Whatever it is that we are waiting on the Lord for, he has already made a way
My
because he
God.
is our provider, our healer, our defender, our restorer, our problem solver, promise keeper, our lawyer, hallelujah,
Oh God,
our forgiver,
Jesus.
our heart healer. If your heart is burdened, he can make a way. He's our everything. Tonight, I invite us to just trust in his words and trusting his promises because he never lies. Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
I just want to share a quick testimony with us because I told you initially that he has made a way, and I keep going away from what the Lord is putting in my spirit to testify about. And I keep thinking about other testimonies that I can share of how he made a way, but I keep coming back to this. And so I'm going to be very brief, as brief as I can. in the name of Jesus. And then I'm going to minister a song for us tonight. And I just want our hearts to be open to receive this word that He will make a way when there seemed to be no way. I am married. I've been married this year. September will be 18 years, and I share in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is my second marriage also. And we know God as a restorer. So you are divorced the first time, you think the second time it's gonna get better. You're making progress with your life, you're correcting the errors that you may have made in the previous marriage. So you're expecting better. Well, it was not so for me. It was a challenge from the start. Not before marriage, but after marriage. Well, a little before marriage, but I thought that it was just the devil. And I prayed, and others prayed for me, and they said, "This is your husband." But there was nothing. After year one, after a few months into the marriage, there was nothing that convinced me that he was the one. That was a couple months into the marriage. Year one, I didn't think we would survive year one. And we went over into year two. We went over into year three until our seventh year. And these are years of no agreement, not even reading the Bible and discussing a scripture. We couldn't agree on anything. There was no peace in our marriage. Intimacy was dwindled over the years. We had so much resentment in our home, resentment of the children towards us as parents for the way we behave in front of them. Oh God, it was so heart-rending. There was so many hurts. There was so much bitterness. We resented each other. I felt like my husband was just not a husband to me. I felt like the feminine side of me was gone because I had to put in all of the strength that I had, that a man would have to put in. I had to do that. The brain, the part of my brain with the masculine skills, I had to work those parts hard. And every day I complain to God. Every day it's like the more we are in the marriage is the more we grow farther apart. And I just started to dislike him without even recognizing. And I tried therapy. We tried therapy. We tried pastor. We tried everybody, family members, friends. I kept complaining and complaining and complaining, and nothing changed. Nothing. Until one day I decided, Lord, I'm not doing this. And despite the challenges and despite the hurt and despite the affliction and despite the lack, because we can't agree. So when we should plan together for our financial breakthroughs, it's just not working because he's going to the left and I'm going to the right. And I'm frustrated and he's frustrated. And so I went to God and I said, "This is it. Despite the things that I hear, they're telling me to hold on. I can't do this anymore. I can't function. It's affecting my whole life. When I go to work, I am heavy. When I come here many times, I feel so heavy. I feel so burdened. Hallelujah, Jesus." And I said, "Look, let us just call it off." Every time we argue, he said, "You want a divorce?" And I just start to say it to him. We didn't care anymore. We didn't care about the word of God anymore. It was all flesh. Until one day, the Lord spoke to me. After in my mind, I made up that I'm divorced and this is it. I'm planning ahead my future by myself with my children. And the Lord came to me and he said to me, "Don't you know that I am God?" Because by this, I didn't even believe God anymore. I didn't think there was anything that he could do to correct the problems that we were facing. There was just too much. My husband said, when we were laughing about it now, he said, "We were on the edge." And I said, "No, we were off the edge, rolling down the mountain. We were far gone off the edge." And brothers and sisters, the Lord said to me, "Dwell in my presence and fix your eyes on me. Do not look to the left nor to the right." I was always seeking help from people. When I should be complaining and seeking the Lord, I'm complaining and murmuring all the time. And I just felt angry all the time. And I just didn't like my husband at all. I didn't want to see him come home. Glory to God. And when the Lord spoke to me and he said, "Enter into My presence, because whatever you need, I have it. And I just did that. It was not easy to submit to him. It was not easy to yield, because in my mind I was a victim, and everything I complained about, they were, they were, what's that word I'm looking for? However, I felt it warranted that feeling that I had warranted was warranted because of what I was going through and for how long I was going through. But the Lord was saying to me, no, not so. Look at yourself. And this is something that a friend of mine would have told me many times before with her own testimony. But I couldn't look at myself at that time. I was too proud to look at myself, because nothing is wrong with me. Everything is wrong with him. He's the one with the problem. He's the one who's not praying. He's the one who's not doing what he was supposed to do. And once I decided to look at God, I saw dramatic changes in my home, in my marriage, in my children. I am praying, and my husband is joining me, and I don't have to ask him. I used to cuss, I used to beg him, I used to bother him. When I go to church and he's not coming, I am so huffed up, puffed up going to church, because I'm like, he should be here. I didn't look at him anymore. I just went to church in peace. Sunday, he called in from work. He took a job and he didn't go to church for over a year. This Sunday, he called in and said, I'm not coming. He was in church. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's doing the things that he didn't do, that I wanted him to do, that I was desperate for him to do. Now he's apologizing, and I feel like he means it. We are now talking like friends. We are now agreeing. The children are seeing the change, and that is because of the Lord. He made a way when there seemed to be no way. There was no hope for survival of this marriage. It was dead. It was dead. I didn't want to see him anymore. I didn't want to talk to him anymore. But God, holy God, made a way when there was no way. Glory to God. Is there something that you want the Lord to make a way for? Trust him tonight, brethren. Trust him tonight. And I'm going to minister this song as it is laid on my heart to do so. And I pray that you'll just bear with me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let the words of the Lord become flesh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He made the way. Glory to God. Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
Glory
you,
to God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You have done it again, Lord. One more
Thank you,
time.
Jesus.
God,
One more
you
time in
have
the name
done
of
it. We
Jesus.
thank you.
Glory
Hallelujah.
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Jesus. Bless the
Can
name
you
of
hear
Jesus.
the sound? Can you hear the sound, brethren?
No. No,
No,
not for
sis.
me.
All right, just a minute, please. Just bear with me.
God, make a
Bless the
way.
name of Jesus. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
I felt like I heard
We
the
thank you,
sound.
mighty God.
Can you hear it now? Glory to God. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Hallelujah. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win, hallelujah, you wrap us in your arm and step in. And everything we need, you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you made a way, hallelujah. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. Thank you, Lord. And I am standing here only because you made a way. Oh, you made a way. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're here, looking back on where we come from, because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you've shown. Your grace was strong enough to pick us up. Lord, you made a way. Hallelujah. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. Thank you, Lord. And I am standing right here only because you made a way. Oh, Lord, you made a way. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to know that he will make a way. Yes, Lord. Standing right here only because you made. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. If you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. Oh, you perform miracles. There is nothing, Lord, that's impossible. And I am standing right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mountains, you cause the walls to fall with your power, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles, there is nothing, nothing, nothing that's impossible. And we are standing right here only because you made a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you will make
hallelujah.
God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm standing here. Oh,
hallelujah.
You made a way.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, you, Lord, you have made a way. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You, Lord, you have made a way.
Thank you, mighty Father.
Oh, you, Lord, we trust you. We trust
thank
you, Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't know how, oh, but Jesus. You did it. Thank you, Lord. We don't know how, but
hallelujah.
You did it. Yes, Lord. We don't know how, but you
Jesus.
Paid for it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. We don't know how, but you healed. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you,
thank you,
mighty God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for making a way, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mighty God, we bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way, Jesus. When there seemed to be no way, mighty God. Thank
God.
You, Lord God Almighty, for your word tonight, oh God.
Yeah.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Thank you for the new thing that you are doing right now in this season. Right now, tonight, oh mighty God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
God.
Jesus, help us to understand it. Help us to become one with your word, Lord, knowing that you can make a way in the wilderness, Almighty God, and streams in the desert. Oh God, I pray that you look upon each and every one of us, even those who are not here, mighty God, and those attached to us. Look at the things that we need from you, Lord, and we ask that you make a way. We thank you, rather, Lord, for making a way. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you tonight that our spirits are revived.
Oh,
we thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lord. We thank you, mighty God, for patience and humility, Lord.
Mighty
that
God.
As we wait upon you to see the full manifestation of this blessing tonight, Lord, you give us the grace to stand, the grace to continue,
Hallelujah.
The grace to hold on. I pray that you will turn frustration into joy, turn worry into worship tonight.
Jesus,
in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give to you this ministry, Lord. And we give it to you tonight's proceedings, Lord. We thank you for touching Brother Scott, Lord, Deacon Scott, Lord.
God.
And we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that the work that you have started in him, mighty God, hallelujah, that your
hallelujah.
Word will come life, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he speaks, Lord, you give him utterance, you give him understanding, and purpose our hearts, Lord, to become soil, nutritious soil, Lord, to nurture the word of God so it can flourish, oh God, in our hearts and in our lives. We tell you thanks tonight, mighty God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Glory to God. And over. Hallelujah to Deacon Scott, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
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 Praise
amen.
God.
Bless
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Great things he has done.
Amen.
So love ye the world that he gave us his son.
His son.
We are not here, as I said before, by just coincidence, but is a divine appointment. And we have already declared this holy ground.
Yeah.
Because the presence of the Lord is in his house. Amen. And we declare that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper.
Mm-mm.
From time to time, we have been under siege. We have been bombarded by the lies and the tricks and the plans and the traps and the devices and the lies and the schemes of the devil. From time to time, our own bodies have become attacked. The bodies of our family members has become attacked. So many are laying in the bed of affliction. Even now, so many jobs have been threatened. So many situations seem sour. So many problems are rising. You maybe have been broke, busted, and disgusted. Something's happening around your circle, and you feel as if your atmosphere is under siege. You're under attack, some way or the other. So this evening, when we come, we're not here to play.
No.
Amen. It is serious business that is going on around, and those that will live godly will suffer persecution. Those that will call upon the name of Jesus, the enemy camp, oh, is how to get you. But we need to be encamped in the camp of the Lord. Whose report will you believe this evening? This evening is
Come
Bible
on,
study.
no.
Is Bible study this evening, but I feel in my spirit something else that is stirring up, because I realize that the people of God, the people that say God is God, as for me and my whole soul, we will serve the Lord. Some things keep cropping up in the circumstances when it should be season of plenty. We have now seen a season where there's a lacking. And we know that that's not God's will for our
No,
life. When
no.
we can see and identify the farmer worm and the canker worms and the
Yes.
caterpillars eating up our substance, and we feel as if we're empty and dry on the inside, and we seem so hopeless when we see our children become so wayward, when we see our testimony, our very existence is threatened some way or the other. It's time for us people of God to really seek the face of Almighty God. It's no longer
God.
on time, but is now face time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We have a Redeemer. And we ought to live as those that have a Redeemer. Hallelujah. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so.
So, amen now.
Hallelujah. We will rise above
Hallelujah.
all else. We will soar with wings as eagle. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint.
Not
We know
seeing.
that as children of God, we are up against a real devil, but we know
Yeah.
in whom we believe, because we are persuaded that he's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. And so this
Faultless.
evening, I want us as people of God to get radical. I don't want us to stand in anybody's deliverance. That the word that the Lord has given unto me this evening, that as people of God, we are to let the all way of heaven free, so that the righteous can run in and be saved this evening. Hallelujah. And so this evening, I'm just going to let this platform, hallelujah, be in tune. Tune it in to the sequence of glory this evening, right where you are. I just want this atmosphere to change. Just feel the breeze of the Lord round about you this evening, because something good is about to break through this evening. It's not business as usual. And the Lord would have instructed me this evening, hallelujah, to let the peace that God that surpasseth all understanding. So many here this evening, the mind is somewhere else. So many, your thoughts are somewhere else. So many, you find it so hard to come on, to find the discipline to come on this evening. So many
Praise
has
to
had
God.
a rough day, a rough week, a rough season. You prayed about it and it continues to fall apart. It's as if you have no control over your
Praise to
situation
God.
anymore. It's as if all hell is breaking loose. It's as if you have no joy going to work. You have no joy going to school. You have no joy coming home. You have no joy doing the things of God. It's like it's watered down. But this evening, I'm here with a word for you that the Lord is in his house. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so,
Yes,
because
all.
God has not leave us. He has never forsaken us. He's here to do us well. We are people of great substance. We are people of hope. We are people of joy. We are people of love and of peace.
Jesus.
And we ain't going to let the enemy suck out our vitality while we just sit aside and look. It's time for us as people of God to rise up in the strength of God and to give him, just give him preeminence in everything that we're going through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you this evening. That wherever you are in this spiritual journey, the Lord sees you and he knows you. The Lord has never backed down from any challenges that you're going through this evening. It may seem like you're all done and dusted, but the Lord is about to pick up someone this evening. The Lord is about to break through in your circumstances. You may feel locked down and cast down, but the Lord is about to lift you up and place your feet and solid ground where you can now lean on to not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him so that he will direct the path. Hallelujah. The Lord is about to make rivers in the desert, as our sister Terry said. He's about to make a fountain where you can come and be cleansed, where you can be purified once more. Put the blood stain is banned on your door so you can have protection from the forces of darkness. I've seen some dark days. I've seen some dark days coming up, and I know that you cannot survive it. We cannot survive it on our own. We must have this Savior with us, because we dare not walk alone. We must feel his arms around us and his throne. Yes, we must cling on to his unchanging hand, because we know that our God is a redeemer. And so this evening, I want, as the Spirit of God has moved upon this platform, I want you to claim back what the enemy has stolen from you. Double for your trouble. It has been a rough season. Some things are going under, but the Lord is about to place help in your corner this evening. He's about to make you whole, to pick up the broken pieces and put them back together again. Put back your joy where it should be. Put back your peace where it should be. Put back your health where it should be. Put back your body in the place where it is now stronger than ever before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not business as usual, Church of the Living God, but it is a people. We now come as a people that has been going through great tribulation.
Mighty God.
A people, I perceive some of you in the spirit even now are on the edge of giving up. Some people here this evening is at the, on the edge of letting go. Some people here this evening are in the midst of the war. It's war time, and we need to fight. Yes, we need to fight our way through. We need to hold on to his unchanging honor, because this is a day, this is a time in which we as people of God need to capitalize on.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
When I look at the church fathers, when I look at church history and the church fathers through the years, where they preserved the gospel, some of them would die for the gospel's sake. Some of them would be hung. Some of them would be sworn asunder. Some of them would be burned with fire. Some of them would be persecuted, suffered a violent attack against their faith, but they stand up. I wonder how many of us tonight is willing to stand up for the gospel of peace, to stand up for the gospel of God. Here we're looking at Acts of the Apostle. Have you seen what the apostles has gone through? We as people of God, I hear this evening, we are going through something, some way or the other, but we are believing that God will turn things around for us in his own time. Oh, we may feel as if all hope is gone, but I'm here to tell you that there is hope in King Jesus. Hallelujah. There's hope in King Jesus this evening. And so be of good cheer. Lift up, lift up the ones that are fallen this evening, because we know that we cannot do it on our own. We need him with us, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And therefore, we just lay all on the altar of sacrifice this evening. Is he all on the altar of sacrifice? Is he all under the spirit control? Is your all on the altar of sacrifice? Is your all under the spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest when your all is on the altar laid this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a time that we introspect, that we look and see our journey and the spectrum of salvation and the journey as we go forth. Hallelujah. Is a time that is a soulless moment when we quiet our hearts before Almighty God and see his hand where he's leading us as he directs us to his very presence, in his very presence where there is fullness of joy. Is a time that we come to refresh our soul. It's not a time when our minds are drifting away from even the very things of Almighty God that is weakening our faith. The time when we see so many things rattling round about us. We see friends, we see family members, we see people that we know that has been afflicted somehow or the other. Every second person you hear about, they're being diagnosed with all sort of cancers. We haven't heard about it until since of recent years, that we see that people even are afraid to call the name and whatever. But now, people of God, it's a time that we must be on our knees praying and seeking God's face, because we know terrible times are coming up, and we are no match to go into this war by ourselves. We need the Savior with us this evening. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 blessed Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We need you now more than ever. We have been sailing through some stormy weather, mighty God. We need your presence here with us. We need you, mighty God, to come into our circumstances and in our situation and make the crooked parts straight. May there be rivers in the deserted areas of our life, mighty God. Open our mouth and our lips will show forth your praise, mighty God. Within our belly, let it be streams of living waters. Keep us, mighty God, near the cross, near the precious fountain, free from all the healing stream. Yes, mighty God, I pray that you will plunge us beneath your blood flow even now, and cause us to have a measure of protection, a measure of hope as we go in, mighty God, as we surge into higher depths and deeper depths in you, mighty God, even now. I pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will saturate this platform even now with your Holy Spirit, and cause us as a people, Lord, to get even a fragment, oh God, of the blessing that you are pouring out in this season, that will keep our minds and our heart in tune with you, Lord. We need you, Lord, more than ever. Hallelujah. We need to see the manifestation of your blessed Holy Spirit up on this platform, moving in and through it, mighty God. We need to have hope in our time of weakness, in our time of doubt, in our times, mighty God, when we may feel as if, Lord God, there is nothing, there is nothing to hold on to, but cause there to be, Lord God, something in the spiritual realm that will help us, mighty God, and hold us and draw us back to the whole landmark where we make that new commitment and start afresh in you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, that our Redeemer lives.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We know that you didn't call us into this walk in Christendom to leave us to fend for ourselves, to provide for ourselves, to heal ourselves. Oh God, you didn't call us, mighty God, to leave us. Oh God, not to forsake us, but you have called us to have a relationship with us, mighty God. Hold us in your unchanging hand. Lift us up this evening, mighty God. Release us in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, cause there to be, Lord, something tugging at our heart, even mighty God, to grip us to the rock that is higher than the mighty God.
On tonight, Jesus, hallelujah.
Cover deliverance across this platform, deliverance in the heart of your people, deliverance, mighty God. Heal us, Lord, restore us, mighty God. Cause us, mighty God, to hear a word from you this evening. Something, mighty God, that will break us through what we are going through, and to place us, Lord, in a place of plenty where you, Lord, are sustaining us.
Thank you, Jesus, moving us, my bunny.
Hallelujah. Blessed Holy Trinity.
Yes, Jesus.
Blessed Holy Trinity.
Worship you, Lord. We exalt the
release
name of
Jesus. This form. Release our lips, mighty God, to worship you, Jesus. Let there be something in our spirit. Yes, mighty God, that shows that that we as a people of the living God will walk in our deliverance, we walk in our anointing, we'll hear your word, and
thank
we
you,
take
Jesus.
It, mighty God. This is something that we want to happen, a revival. We want a revival, mighty God.
Jesus, we need it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We want a revival in our soul.
Healing. We need more faith.
We want a revival in this season, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. More strength.
We want a revival, mighty God.
Glory. More of
revive us again, Lord.
Your word.
This moment we feel, Lord, that we want a touch.
Jesus.
We want a touch from you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you don't rescue us, mighty God, who will?
Mercy,
if you
Jesus.
Don't provide for us, who will?
Jesus.
We have seen, mighty God, so many of our family members.
Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah.
We have lost so many of our family members to the grave.
Jesus. Jesus.
We have seen so many being afflicted.
Mighty
and
God.
Been diagnosed with one illness after the other.
We ask for your help, my God.
And many times, Lord, we sit and watch them die.
Jesus. Jesus.
Mighty God, many times we pray the prayer of faith.
Jesus.
And it's as if, mighty God, the more we cry out, is the more we see things springing up.
Hallelujah.
We see, mighty God, that the enemy is around sowing discord. We see, mighty God, that the enemy is around sowing bad weed among us, Lord God. We see, mighty God, Lord, we have been afflicted. It seems as if we have been defeated. But, mighty God, I pray that you will come in our midst even now, and you will release us, mighty God. Free us, Lord God, to worship in spirit and in truth, Lord. Cause your hand, mighty God, to hold us so we can see the nails God hand. Be mighty God, bearing us, even our back, Lord. Oh God, pacifying us as you lift us up, mighty God. Cause us, Lord, to remain strong in you and the power of your might, Lord.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah. It's no secret what you can do, Lord. We know you have done it before, and you're able to do it for us, Lord. Exceedingly abundantly pressed down, shaken together, running over, even on this platform tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mighty God, we come. We come to hear a word from you this evening. We come, Lord God, so you will saturate our hearts with a word. But mighty God, we rather to stay in the gap for our brothers and our sisters who are going through hell and high waters even now. For our brothers and our sisters, mighty God, that has been facing challenging one way or the other. Lord God, that feel as if the whole world is caving in. That feel as if, Lord, there is, oh Jesus, oh mighty God, enough is enough. We come and stand long enough, mighty God, to lift up our brothers and our sisters before you this evening.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, Lord God. That we have a program that we have been working on. But Lord, we lay aside that program this evening and we place our horn on the altar of sacrifice, Lord God, shedding off every burden and every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, holding on, looking on, embracing the cross, mighty God, because we are believing that there is something more that is in store, mighty God, than all failures that we are walking into day after day, mighty God.
Excuse.
So many, Lord God, have been waiting on a phone call.
Jesus.
So many, mighty God, has been waiting on documents approved.
Help your people.
So many,
Lord.
Mighty God, has been waiting for their relatives to be healed.
Heal the broken.
So many, mighty God, has been waiting to hear your voice whispering sweet words. Oh God, in this time of turmoil, in this time of war, in this time, mighty God, when the enemy is around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may be devoured, mighty God, so many.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the hearing of my voice, is waiting for a breakthrough.
Let's help, mighty God.
So many, mighty God,
help,
just one last cry.
Oh God, look,
so
Lord.
Many, mighty God, just have a handful of meal
or needs
in their hand,
Jesus,
just to eat for them and their family.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Jesus.
Have mercy, Jesus.
So many need an Elijah.
God.
That will come, mighty God, and speak a word.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
For helping our brothers and sisters. Help us, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus.
So many need a Redeemer. Jesus Christ,
mighty God, call on you.
We call upon you, Jesus, Jesus.
It's not normal, mighty God.
Jesus.
Come by here, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We call upon you, Jesus.
Come by here, Jesus. It's heavy. The Lord is heavy, mighty God.
Even our conscience, I mean. So many people are dying, Lord. Innocent children,
Jesus.
Lord. Our fathers, our mothers.
We have been attacked on every side.
Yes, Lord, have mercy.
God Almighty.
We have been attacked on every side, mighty God.
Lord.
Jesus.
Our jobs are at stake.
Jesus Christ.
Our bank account look funny.
Not about to, yeah.
There is a leaking in our pocket. Some of us, Lord, don't know how the bills are going to be paid. They continue to come. So many of us, mighty God, are afraid to answer the phone because there is somebody that is, will be on the other side that is requesting some payment or the other, mighty God.
Jesus.
So many are walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus Christ.
So many need your rod, Lord, to straighten us along the path. So many need the staff to guide us, Lord God, as we go through. There is something,
Jesus,
right, mighty God, that you need to come and fix. Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Fix it for us, Lord.
Come by here.
If you don't
come by here,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Come by here, Jesus.
God, we call on the name of
come
Jesus.
By here, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Come by here, Jesus.
In Jesus, hallelujah.
Come by here, Jesus.
Jesus, almighty God. Come by your son, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come by here, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need you. We need you more than ever. We have been sailing through stormy weather, mighty God. We need you, Lord God, to come through for us. We need you, mighty God, to change the season. We need you, mighty God, to reset the clock. We need you, mighty God, to reset our system. We need you, mighty God, to clear up some webs that is in us. We need you, mighty God, to give us a tributary to glory, Lord God. I hear that you can hear us. Mighty God, lips that we can speak that are cleansed in the name of Jesus, that when we speak, Lord, and you answer to us, yes, mighty God, it will heal our troubled mind.
Mighty God,
we need to hear that voice that makes a difference, Lord God, in our circumstances even now,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. So many have been clouded with doubt and despair. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been caved in to the circumstances so much so that they can't even hear the word of God. So many have been so tired that they can't even read the Bible. They can't even find time to pray because of the circumstances that keep bombarding their mind. They can't even concentrate on the things of God. And their salvation, Lord God, has been snuffed out somewhere or the other. Mighty God, when is a time for increase? It seems that they are decreasing. Lord God, so many have not seen in the spirit because
Lord,
something
yes,
is happening, Lord God, that has causing them not to show up in the spirit. But mighty God, I pray that you will come now and you will remove every distraction, anything, mighty God, that would cause your people, oh God, to be in
yes,
this even now, mighty God.
And you will touch
them. Hallelujah, Jesus, Savior.
Jesus,
Savior, I see you moving among your people. I see you in every hallway. I see you in every bedroom. I see you, mighty God, in every kitchen. I see you, mighty God, in every sofa, in every chair that your people are sitting or standing. Even now, mighty God, and I'm seeing a work that is being done on the lives and the heart of your people, mighty God, that will show forth a praise in the midst of their circumstances. Yes, mighty God. God, your word tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but there is joy coming in the morning. Yes, mighty God, the affliction may be real, but our Lord God, you have made a way where there seemed to be no way. And so this evening, mighty God, we're healing ourselves as members of God righteously.
Yes,
presence, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, we are forgetting the former things, the things that are behind, and we're reaching forth to the things that are before. We're pressing towards the call of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, because we know, Lord, that you have made a way where there seem to be no way. Direct us on the path of righteousness, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, glory to you, oh God.
For sure.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are not our own. We belong to you, Jesus.
Yes.
We are not our own, mighty God.
We belong to you.
Our father is a millionaire. Our father,
yes,
the cattle and the thousand hair. We belong to you, Lord. We are a
yes
people of great substance. People that should be living in liberty, that
Yeah.
people, yes, mighty God, that are surrounded by great cloud of weakness, people, mighty God, yes, Lord, that has been bought with a price, that are we release to glorify you, Lord, in our circumstances, amidst what we are going through, mighty God, to see the light at the end of the tunnel and reaching towards it, because our Redeemer, yes, Jesus Christ, the right. Us has made a way for us when there seem to be no way.
Yes, Lord, thank you for making a way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many mighty God. So
Yes.
many Jesus. So many Lord God. Don't even know. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So many don't even know, Lord. Don't even know, mighty God. Oh, Jesus. Don't even know, mighty God. Don't even know, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So many mighty God. So many Jesus. 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 But tonight, Lord,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that you will put us in the know. In the name of Jesus, put us where we know something about our inheritance. Yes, mighty God, something about what you have prepared for us to give us new zeal, Lord, as we go through this season of life, mighty God. Yes, Lord, something in the spiritual need to be teared down because we have been attacked. Mighty God, I pray that you will give us, Lord.
Yes.
The journey ahead. We do not know what awaits us, but we know, mighty God, whose
yes.
hands is leading us through even now. We must have Savior with us, because we
Hallelujah.
Dare not walk alone. Mighty God, cover us. Cover your people,
Jesus
mighty God.
Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel my helper here this evening. I feel my helper in the house this evening. I feel my helper in the house this evening. My God, my God, my God. Stir up hearts this evening. Stir up
Lord.
Circumstances this
Jesus.
Evening. Change
Lord.
Hearts. Change
Lord.
Circumstances. Yes, mighty God, prepare a table for your people in the presence of the enemies, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Too many times the enemy has been saying, ha ha, laughing after the people of God.
God,
and I pray, Lord God, that the voice of the enemy will be silenced, that you will silence the noise in our hearts. In our minds, mighty God, open our spirit, yes, mighty God, to glorify you. So many, mighty God, has some pain in their bodies that continue to rot them day after day, Lord God. No matter the medication that they are taking, they're still as if they're under siege. But this evening, mighty God, we stop by long enough, yes, Lord God, that you will touch your hand. Open our wounds. Yes, mighty God, place the anointing higher over this platform. And we have a need.
Come,
mighty God, that healing take place in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from every side in the name of Jesus. That tomorrow, Lord, we will have seen that the enemies that we saw yesterday will not enter into our tomorrow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, the church of the living God must go on. You said upon this rock, you have built your church, and the gates of hell, the gates of Shiloh, the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. This is the ecclesia, the work of the living God, and appear Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you anointing that breaks the yoke and bring the deliverance, be the portion of your people even now.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, people of God, saints of the living God, begin to use a prayer language even now. There are some folks among us that has been going through hell and high waters. There are some folks among us that
Jesus.
Don't need any normalcy
Jesus.
In their life. No, they need something extra normal, extraordinary to go through this
Jesus.
Season.
Glory to God.
I see a season of drought.
Jesus.
I see a season when you have to be burying one family member, one behind the other, and it's like a never-ending chain.
The blood of Jesus against his curse.
I see a season of locking. I see a season where your job is under attack. I see a season.
Hallelujah, Jesus
I
Christ.
see a season that all you can, all you do night after night is just cry.
Thank you, God.
If your pillow could speak, it could tell off the tears drop.
God. Mercy,
If your
Jesus.
pillow could speak to tell the of the tear drops coming there every night.
Give me your comforting spirit, lad. Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's not normal what is happening, people of God. It's not normal across here. You may see names on your screen. You may see faces on your screen. You may hear voices from time to time. But the situation behind the face, something real is going on. Something is affecting the very core of our being. And we need to be in this solace time when we can intercede one for the other, because we know that when there is when the people of God gather together, there is grace, there is power when we deliver, when we gather together. So this is not no, this is not no platform to joke. It's not no joking time. This is serious business. This is people's life at stake. People's life, people's destiny at stake. People's salvation at stake. People's health at stake.
Jeez.
Maybe at some crossroads even now. Don't even know which direction to take. Don't even know what to say or what to do. We are here as if we're waiting. A season of waiting. Thank God. While we wait, I pray, Lord, that you will fill us up. Fill us up, mighty God. Fill us up, Jesus.
Mighty God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Fill us up, mighty
hallelujah.
God. Jesus.
I feel a break in the atmosphere.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel somebody getting their breakthrough even now. I feel a break in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
hallelujah.
Getting their breakthrough even now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel a shout of praise.
Thank
I feel a
you,
shout
Jesus.
Of joy.
Hallelujah.
I feel a shout.
Hallelujah.
I feel a shout.
Thank
shout
you,
in
Holy
somebody's
Spirit.
Spirit. Something coming out.
Thank
something
you,
coming out.
Thank
in every generation, I'll curse. Breaking every silence. Yes, Lord God,
Jesus.
Mighty God, mashing down every
God.
Lies
and
mighty. Releasing your people in a season, mighty God, to give you glory.
Jesus. Good Jesus.
I will wait until my appointed time come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until my change come.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah.
Though you slay me, yet will I trust you.
Yes, Jesus. Just to trust you.
Though I may be going through this season, I know better days are coming.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Though may I be stagnant, and it's as if the water around my soul is settled.
Jesus.
But I know, mighty God, that you're going to trouble the water once more. I know, mighty God, that you're going to refresh me once more. I know, mighty God, that you're going to stir up the gift that you have given unto me once more. I know, mighty God, that you're going to shift the circumstances for me, that I will line up with glory once more. I know, mighty God, that this is not my final state. But Lord, you will elevate me. You will lift me up from the fallen. You will come, mighty God, and you will lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
As the deer panted after the water brooks, so panteth my soul.
After you, O God.
After you, mighty God.
Jesus.
You alone are in your heart's desire, Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus. We long to worship you.
Mighty God, Jesus.
Most mighty God. Break us, mold us.
Mighty God.
Fashion us, Lord God Almighty.
Just a closer walk with God. Granted, Jesus, here's my plea.
Jesus Christ.
Just a closer walk with God. Granted, Jesus, it's my plea.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mighty God, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When peace like a river endeth my path, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well. It is well with my soul. Receive, receive, receive ye the Lord, people of God.
Mighty God.
Receive ye the Lord. Receive ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Receive ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Mighty God.
It's open.
Jesus.
It's open.
The
gloomy clouds have been shifted.
Jesus, into me.
And it's open. It's open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You may have been shut down, locked down, but you have been released even now.
Thank you for the divine release, Lord.
You have been released even now.
Yeah. I am released, Lord.
My there family. Is a rest for the people of God.
This
hallelujah. There is a rest for the people of God.
Yes.
And the Lord has placed you in that rest even now. Rest from the enemies. Rest from your creditors. Rest, rest, rest.
Here we
from
see.
The oppression that is at work. Rest, rest, rest.
The
from the problems that the children may have been bringing. Rest, rest, rest.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here we see.
Hallelujah.
This. Hallelujah.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
Mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we receive that rest. We receive that rest, mighty God. We had a long haul, oh God.
Mighty
but
God.
Even now,
no, Jesus,
you're giving us rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Even now, you're pouring into our bosom the things that will sustain us through this season. Even now, mighty God, you are giving us a clean bill of health. Even now, you are working in our midst and through us, even to our extended family members that has been afflicted somehow or the other, mighty God. Restoration, healing, and deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Just begin to praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just begin to praise him wherever you are. Just open your mind. I need to praise God. It's amazing what praises can do. It's amazing what praises can do. Let the praises be
filled.
Let your mic and open your mouth. And let your praises be filled. Such a radiant
God.
Let the
wind
be filled.
You deserve it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worship in the
name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Deliver us.
We worship
the
Lord.
Great is your
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty
the tempter's power is broken. The tempter's power is broken.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The stage has been set. There is victory at last.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
I hear the sound of the trumpet.
Hallelujah.
I hear the sound of the psaltery and the harp.
Jesus.
I hear a great sound in glory, a sound in heaven, a rejoicing sound as angels are worshiping in us this evening, as angels are scattered all around people of God, even now taking you through this season. Hallelujah. It's no secret what praises can do. It's no secret what praises can do. And so, Lord, we just want to rejoice in a full and free salvation. Thanking the Lord God for what you have done. It's marvelous. Marvelous grace. Marvelous, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God, for setting your people free. For releasing this platform, releasing in the atmosphere that which can take us through into our season. Hallelujah, to give us victory over the enemy's devices and to let us walk in the freedom of our calling where which you have called us into freedom. We give it all to you, mighty God. And we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God, for hope, peace, and love, joy, and peace in this season. As we climb up the King's Highway, rest your hand upon us, Lord, and keep us in the spirit of redemption through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now turn over to Sister Camille, who will, Sister Camille, hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the hallelujah. Name of Jesus.
The Lord.
We bless the Lord, people of God.
Praise God.
We bless Jesus. The Lord for his presence here tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, as we always say when we meet as a leadership, that we would plan the things and then we would surrender them to God. And then we would say, Lord, you know, let that which is your will be done. So though we have planned it and we have rusted it out, we are always open and ready, hallelujah, to receive the move of God. And so we were scheduled to have Bible study tonight and the Lord would have led us differently. And at this time, we just want to acknowledge God for his presence and we want to thank him for showing up. And, you know, I know many persons will be able to say that tonight they're feeling lighter, hallelujah, than when they have started.
Amen.
And so we want to just bless the Lord for showing up and for working the way that he worked. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I see the confirmations coming in. And so we bless the name of Jesus. We're going to come to a close. But if you are an unsaved on the platform tonight, I'm going to invite you to Jesus. I'm going to present Jesus to you to say, will you give Jesus a chance? Will you give Jesus a chance in your life? Amen. It's the only way out. You know, Sister Terry would have shared and she would have said, she would have talked about and made a comparison about the wilderness and the desert place and the stream. That is what God is capable of doing if we let him. The song that she played and that she sang, he will make a way if we let him. And so I'm just inviting you, if you are an unsaved, let him. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let Jesus be the, you know, your source. Allow him to work on your different situations. So a lot of the times when we don't see the hand of God, it's because we are in the way. We are not stepping back enough. We're not standing still, you know, and allowing him to work. And so I give you Jesus tonight. Even if you are a believer and, you know, you feel like you have somehow strayed or you feel disconnected, then the ultimate source is right here on the platform tonight. And all it takes is a surrendered heart. Just that repentance prayer. Just that prayer to say, Jesus, I feel like I've stepped out. I feel distance from you and I'm ready to recommit. And we do it with a willing heart. And he meets us right at the point of our need. And so if you are such a person tonight and you want to make a public declaration, please feel free to do so in the chat or just on mute, or just let us know, or if send a message afterwards, however you choose to do it. But we're all here for a common ground, and we all sometimes feel a little less closer to Jesus. It happens to all of us, but we don't stay there, we don't dwell there. We pull ourselves back and we cry out to him for him to pull us closer to him. And so that is my word of encouragement to you tonight. Let us bask in this blessing. Let us keep our blessing. When the rain falls from the sky, and it's a blessing, if you don't have drum or container tank to keep it, all of the water wastes. Amen. But tonight, we are going to contain, because the Lord would have enlarged our capacities to maintain the blessings that he has released. And so deliverance has come tonight, and we are ready to walk. Hallelujah, in that deliverance, in the name
Hallelujah.
of Jesus Christ of
Thank you.
Nazareth. We're ready to see God allow streams to flow in our dry and deserted places, in the dry and deserted places of our lives. We must let him. Amen. And so just think about it and think about how, what am I doing? Ask yourself, what am I doing to stop the move of God in my life? And the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us that we may move away from it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Amen.
name of Jesus. We're
Amen.
going to go into prayer. We're just going to
Amen.
pray, and we're going to pray covering Sister Terry. Thank you so much, Sister Terry, for leading us in devotion and for ministering. Hallelujah. That song, my heart was blessed. I was just sitting there, my God. And I feel like, let's just say I'm encouraged. Bless the Lord that God is going to make a way. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. God bless you. We're going to cover Sister Terry. We're going to cover the man of God who would have poured out tonight. We're going to ask the Lord to pour back into him in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord have used him as the point of deliverance tonight for many of us on the platform, for the ministry in and of itself. And so we just want to lift him up before the Lord God Almighty, covering him and his family under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we want to take hold of that deliverance and hold on to it and walk with it and talk with it and, just bask in that deliverance in
Yes,
the name
Lord.
of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. So if you are able to, let us just all unmute and, in a prophetic sense, let us stretch our hands towards your device and, in the spirit where we're resting our hands upon him. Hallelujah. As we pray for the man of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us all pray in Jesus' name. Father God, we honor you tonight. We
Father, we
glorify and exalt you, Lord God Almighty, because of who you are, because of the God, hallelujah, that you continue to be, you continue to show up, oh God Almighty, in our different situations, shortcomings, Lord, you are present. And Lord, we are grateful. And as we come to you tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for showing up on this platform tonight in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for the blessings that you have released, the deliverance that has come. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the hearts of your people that would have been blessed, the fire that would have been rekindled within us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to thank you for Sister Terry, mighty God, your daughter, your handmaid, one whom you have anointed, Lord God, and equipped with a word to send to our hearts tonight, Lord. And as she has come out, Lord God Almighty, and spoken, Lord Jesus, as you gave her utterance, we pray, God Almighty, for fresh anointing upon your daughter. We pray that you will cover her under your blood. We pray that you will cover her children, Almighty God, her family, her husband, her marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to keep your hand upon her, that you will continue to grow, and her ministry will continue to flourish and to be a blessing to others, Lord God Almighty. I pray that you will elevate her in the realm of the spirit, Lord God, where she will come come to know you with more intimacy, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and be able to experience you with more closeness, Lord God Almighty, as you continue to work upon her and transform her in Jesus' name, mighty God, hallelujah. Cover her under your blood and let backlash and reprisals be cancelled over her life in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your man servant, Deacon Scott, who has come out tonight, Lord, and wants to open up himself and unveil himself, oh God, to be used by the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God Almighty, thank you for his obedience. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, that he didn't say, oh, I'm supposed to be leading Bible study, so let me go on to do this. But he was open to the Holy Spirit as he led him, oh God Almighty, and you use him as that vessel of honor, oh God, that point of contact to bring deliverance for your people. I pray tonight that you will anoint his head with oil. I pray for fresh fire, oh God, as your servant in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will clothe him, Lord God Almighty, with your cloak, hallelujah, your mantle of fire. Let it rest upon him, let it surround him, let it wrap him up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that the snakes and the arrows and the sneer of the adversary, Lord God, will be consumed with that fire when they try to attack him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord God, that that which you have poured out, Lord, you will multiply up to 1,000-fold and pour back into him in Jesus' name. I pray that you will enlarge his capacity, Lord God, to contain, oh God, the blessing that you have released, so it's not poured on him and then overflow and then that's it, Lord. You will, oh God, contain it and be able to drink from it, Lord God, in Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, I pray, mighty God, in Jesus' name, that you will wrap your man servant in your blood, that Lord God Almighty, your arms of coverage and protection will be over him, will be over his family, his wife and children, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, over his ministry, over his business, over his vehicles, Lord God, over his family members, his mother, father, Lord Jesus Christ, brothers, sisters, in the name of Jesus, cousins, friends, in Jesus' name, I pray that backlash and reprisals will be canceled tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, and he will walk in liberty, he will walk knowing that the angels of the Lord are encamping round about him because he fears you, Lord God Almighty. We pray for your coverage over him once more, Lord God, and we pray for restoration, we pray for replenishment. All that he has asked for your people, we pray that they will be activated even now, Jesus, in his very life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
You,
and we pray, Lord God, for a new sound, oh God, in the spirit, for your son, a new level of worship,
hallelujah.
God, a new dimension,
hallelujah,
in you, a new depth in,
yes,
intimacy,
Lord.
Oh mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
Nazareth, pull him up, Lord God Almighty, and elevate him to a new level.
Thank
elevate
you,
him to new realms in the mighty name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
Christ of Nazareth. Bless your man servant,
hallelujah,
God Almighty. Bless every ministry that he's a part of and everyone that he's associated,
Jesus,
with,
yes, Lord,
to you today, Lord God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord God Almighty, for lending, blessing us here at Prayer Portal with this man of
Jesus
valor. We pray that you will continue to sustain him. We pray for preserved life.
Hallelujah.
We pray, God Almighty, for good health. We pray for strength,
yes,
mighty God,
Lord,
as he continues
you,
to endure. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray for continued boldness, oh God Almighty, and for growth, mighty God, to new and newer and newer dimensions, higher
you,
and
Jesus,
higher level in you, God, deeper and deeper depths in you, Almighty God. We look to you today and we thank you that it is finished.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Bless the
hallelujah
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord on the platform?
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And before,
hallelujah,
praise God, just before we close, officially, I just have a few announcements that I wanted to share with you. If you have, want a replay of tonight's service, you can find it at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. Will be uploaded in short order, so you'll have access to it. Amen. We want to invite you back. First of all, it's good to have you on. Bless the Lord. It's good to have each of us on worshiping with us tonight. We pray that your hearts were blessed. It's not what we want, we had planned it to be, but it's what the Lord wanted it to be. And so we just want to bless him for that. It's a pleasure having each of you on worshiping with us tonight. I see that Sister Cassandra was worshiping with us tonight, and we want to bless the Lord for you, Sister Cassandra. Thank you for joining us. The Lord bless you. We pray that your heart was blessed. Back to the announcements now. So we have this week, Saturday, we will have our weekly Bible study with our partnership ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study group at 8 p.m. on this very same link. We invite you to come on out and to be a part of Bible study. The food is the word of God is food, is substance, it's what is going to allow us to grow roots, and roots is what let us stand in difficult times. Amen. Is a word of God that is
Amen.
going to give us that nourishment. And so at Prayer Portal, we don't have it every week, but we need the word every week. And so that's why the Lord would have allowed us to partner with Faith Defender Bible Study Group, which is led by Deacon Scott, and week after week, we continue to feast on the word of God. And so I invite you to come on out and be a part of it. Come with your pen and your paper and listening and, share what's on your heart. It's a safe space where we ask questions and we answer. And we don't know everything, but what we don't know, we will find out and we'll seek the Lord and, and we learn and we grow together. So it is a safe space. We invite you to come on out and be a part of it. I promise you. You're going to grow. I've seen my growth since I've started being a part of that ministry, and the same is there for you. So join us this Saturday at 8 p.m., which is 7 p.m. Jamaica time for now. Now, next week, Thursday, when we meet at 8, there's something very exciting that will be happening. Anybody knows what it is? I mentioned it last week. Nobody?
Our
Our
7-year
anniversary.
celebration,
Bless the
our
Lord. We have
7-year.
our anniversary celebration as of next week. I think it's, next week, Thursday, next week, Tuesday. Prayer Portal is 3 years old. And so we're going to have our anniversary celebration on Thursday, which will be in the form of a convention. Amen. And I do
Amen.
think that it was fitting that tonight we kind of consecrated ourselves and prepared the platform and prepared our hearts for what is about to happen next week. Amen. We have a very dynamic speaker that is coming with a word from God Himself. And so I invite you to come on out. I want to point out to you that we're going to start a little bit earlier because it's convention. We're going to start at 7:30 EST. And which is 6:30 Jamaica time. We know it can be a little challenge, but we're telling you from now, try to move some things around if it is possible and try to be on for that time. Amen. We start at 6:30 Jamaica time, 7:30 our time, when we come to have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Come on out, and the color that we're wanting to wear is purple. And so if you have something purple, go ahead and put it on and come on and open up your camera so we can see each other's face. And even though we're not side by side, we will actually be face to face on the platform. Amen. So put on your
Amen.
purple. Don't feel any way if you don't have any purple. If you have something gold, purple or gold, you wear it and you come out. And if you don't have any of those colors, whatever you wear is fine. Amen. We're going to be united
Amen.
in spirit and we want to see the faces. So I invite you, come on out early. Come on out with the intention to open your cameras so that we can see God's wonderful people, the blessings of the Lord that continues to rest upon you. And if you can't open your camera for whatever reason, it don't mean that you shouldn't come. Amen. Still come. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm excited about that. We have the posters ready. We'll start sending those out. The voiceover is coming. Share it with, let us pledge to share with at least three persons that we come on, we be on, and you know, we have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord and us bask in that revival that is promised to us in Jesus' name. So that's next week, Thursday at 8 p.m. Bless the Lord. And so I do believe that that is it for the announcement tonight. And so is there anyone who has anything to share, any testimonies, any last remarks, anything before we do the benediction and dismiss you? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I had a moment to think about who God is to me, where I was when he met me, where I am now. And if we think about those three questions, we will always, always have a testimony. Who is God to me? Where was I when he met me? Where am I now? We'll always have a testimony. But God bless you, people of God. Let me just pronounce a blessing upon you as we get ready to go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you, people of
Amen.
God. Thank
Bless
you for
the Lord.
joining us. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Greet somebody.